So this morning I don't have a sermon. No, I don't have a sermon. Instead, I have a letter. I have a letter to all five of our baptismal candidates this day, and I'd like to share that letter with you now. Dear Edward, Charlotte, Richard, Paige, and Carl, what a privilege it is for me and for all of us gathered here today at Holy Trinity Church to welcome you into Christ's household through the sacrament of holy baptism on this, the feast day of Pentecost. The Acts of the Apostles, the book of the Bible which offers us the story of Pentecost, the story that we retell today, also tells us of multiple occasions in which entire families agreed to follow Jesus and were baptized by his disciples through the power of the Holy Spirit. What a blessing it is for us today to welcome two new families, two fathers and their children, into our Holy Trinity Church family through the power of that very same Spirit. Today you will all make promises, promises that you will live into for the rest of your lives. You will be asked to renounce all evil and all spiritual forces of wickedness and sin. You will be asked to turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior, to obey him as your Lord, and to put your whole trust in his grace and love. These promises may seem daunting, perhaps even impossible to fulfill on your own. You may be wondering just now just what it is that you have agreed to sign on to this day. But to quote our Lord, fear not. Fear not, for you are not the only ones who will be making promises this day. This is the true blessing of baptism. You are not alone. In baptism, God reminds us of what we know in our hearts to be true, that God has always been there, and that God always will be. God was there before time and space, in the beginning, when there only was God. God was there and helped to knit each of us together in our mother's wombs. Indeed, that is how I first met Charlotte, when she was living and growing inside her loving mother, Stephanie. God was there in bringing Edward and Stephanie together in marriage, in bringing Richard and Cameron together in marriage, in binding together Edward, Stephanie, and Charlotte, and Richard, Cameron, Paige, and Carl as loving and holy families. God was there through it all, and God is here with us now. In baptism, God makes a promise to each of us to journey with us, to support us, to nourish us, and most importantly, to love us. In baptism, God promises to forever be with us. And God seals this promise by creating a new family. A new family whose boundaries are not defined by blood, but by the limitless power of God's grace. It is a grace that makes room for everyone, rich and poor, black and white, gay and straight, all of us have a place in God's holy family. All of us are loved. As members of God's family, your chief responsibility is to share the good news of that grace, to share with the world through your words and your deeds the message of love that Jesus shares with us. This work will challenge you and tire you and sometimes leave you feeling broken or even depressed. In those moments, fear not. You are not alone. Let the Spirit of the Holy One guide you back to the living waters. Let the Holy Spirit that first hovered over the chaotic waters of creation at the dawn of all time guide you back to the teardrops of love that ran over your heads on this day. Immerse yourself in the gift of that water. Quench your thirst with the gift of that water. And then share it. Share the blessing of God's living water with all of God's creation. Invite others to experience God's grace, to experience the peace of God that passes all understanding. Invite others to see and know the beautiful harmony existing amidst infinite diversity that is our human family. Invite others to know too that they too are members of God's family, the family that God so deeply loves. Through it all, let the Holy Spirit be your guide. To use Jesus' own words in the Gospel of John, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The old rugged cross is bare. Sin knows no more power. The chains of evil and death have been shattered by the light of an empty tomb. New life abounds, and the fire of the Holy Spirit reigns. Take heart, my two new sisters and my three new brothers in Christ, on this most holy day of Pentecost. God loves you unconditionally. You are members of God's holy family. You are not alone. With love and blessings on the day of your baptism, Matthew.